As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs!
The celebrations.
Manning takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. And Tom Coughlin is a big blue. Erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. Infinity Sports Network. Wherever you hear me, that's the correct way to hear me. That's about as perfect as a landing as I can make. It is Wednesday, June 11th, 2025, and God, do I need another Giants Super Bowl call in my lifetime. Then you could just put me in the dirt wherever I'm standing. Let's start here, Bart. This Phoenix Suns, they did indeed hire a new head coach. It came down to Jordan Knott and Johnny Bryant, which presumably was supposed to get the Knicks job. We don't know what's going on there. Jordan Knott's your man in Phoenix. And he's got some work ahead of him. They may be trading KD. That's pretty much all but done. Bradley Beal, nobody wants that contract. But hey, Devin Booker is a legit superstar. And Jordan Knott did speak about Devin Booker here at his introductory press conference.
He's in his prime, ready to rock. And again, we need to help him. And that's my job as the coach, to help him in multiple areas, help him find solutions. So he knows that he has us behind him. Make or miss, end the game on the line, make or miss, we're behind him.
Yeah, Kevin Durant's getting traded. That's happening. So Devin Booker is their guy. Bradley Beal is untradeable. And it's just going to be a really tough revamping of this roster, which they sunk a lot of money into. They were very excited about the roster. I didn't really think that it was ever going to be that good. I mean, they all kind of play the same position, the three guys, a little bit. But you want them to at least do the same thing. These are, you know, off-ball shooters. These are guys that you get the ball to and then score 30 points a night. It didn't work. Also, Bradley Beal got not that good. So the Suns are going to have to regroup. Devin Booker is going to have to be the guy they build around. Good luck. I'm not very optimistic about their chances going forward. So we'll see Jordan Knott, what he can do with Matt Ishbia's team that 26 others would kill to trade their whole franchise for.
Yeah, I wonder if Jordan Knott will be made available for the Knicks to request permission with.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, you never know. That ink might not be dry yet. Let's go to the NFL. Let's go to Pittsburgh, where everybody was mad about Aaron Rodgers. And by mad, I mean, you know, just madly in love with the fact that he spoke, because we had audio for days.
Remember, he's not really married. I don't believe he's really married.
It's a wedding ring, but never actually said the word married. Well, let's hear from somebody else other than Aaron Rodgers. Here's his new wide receiver one, DK Metcalf. He spoke about what he learned about Aaron Rodgers during their offseason workouts together.
Just how cerebral he is and how he views the game. I like the way he views the game, from a receiver standpoint, but also from a quarterback standpoint. I think I can gain a lot of knowledge just from being around him, because he's seen a lot of football. So just trying to soak up as much information in the ball as I can.
He does have a lot of knowledge. There's no question about it. Aaron Rodgers has had a lot of football knowledge go through and retain in that brain. I think the issue has been, and this is why there's been an issue with younger receivers, so it would extend to new receivers too, is that I don't know that he does the best job communicating And I don't know that he can. He knows so much. He's seen so much. Sometimes formation will come up or some coverage will come up. And in his head, he immediately can think, oh, this is what I need to do. This is when I exploited this one time, but it was like 8 years ago. And so how do you look at DK Metcalf and say, do that? How do you plan for those situations? So it's going to be about communication for him. He can't telepathically tell these guys what to do. I feel like he still tries to do that sometimes. So it's going to come down to communication. Reps are great. Glad they got some. But it's going to come down to communication. That's the key.
All right. We talked about earlier Nick Chubb joining the Houston Texans. He got a one-year deal worth about up to $5 million. Side note here, Bart. Yesterday, you were kind of dragging Yahoo Sports about using AI to write articles. When you Google Nick Chubb, Yahoo Sports' first article comes up. Former Browns All-Pro running back Nick Chubb signs 10-year deal with Texans. And I almost lost my mind. I'm like, what? 10 years? Are you insane? Is he running back and then transitioning to a wide receiver and then transitioning to a strength and conditioning coach? Because no one gets a 10-year deal. Well, yeah, I guess AI just really doesn't know how to like iron things out. But it is a one-year deal, $5 million. And Nick Chubb, he spoke. He says he feels good after all of his severe injuries.
I would say that's all behind me. And, you know, injuries happen. And with what I did, it takes about 2 years to really get back. And so I'm over the hump. I'm back home. I was back home all off-season training where I trained, you know, every year since I was in high school. And I was able to get a full year in of doing the things that I do best. So now I'm feeling good as I have been in a long time.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
I am curious to see how much they use him and what the split ends up being between him and Joe Mixon. Because Joe Mixon's run pretty well for them since he went over there from Cincinnati. And now getting another guy from the AFC North and another good runner. But again, there's been injuries. So you wonder, it's fair to wonder what you're going to get out of Nick Chubb, but he says he's good. They also drafted Woody Marks, running back in the fourth round out of USC. And then Damian Pierce is still on that roster too, who had been their starter before they went and got Mixon. So they've got some guys that they can utilize. I'm interested to see if they all are still there week one, and then between Chubb and Mixon, how that backfield shakes out.
All right, well, let's go from the newest running back in Houston to the current running back in Buffalo, and that's James Cook. He did appear at the team's mandatory minicamp. Despite an ongoing dispute over a new contract, Cook is looking reportedly for $15 million a year. He had 16 rushing touchdowns last regular season. That tied him with Derrick Henry and Jahmyr Gibbs. So he's trying to get paid as much as everybody else wants to get paid. I can't blame him on that. Josh Allen, his quarterback, speaks about James Cook's contract situation.
I love Jimbo. You know, I think the whole team does. And, you know, he's one of the best backs in the league. And, you know, hopefully that can be reflected soon. And but again, just props for him to be here and show out like that. So very proud that he's here.
Going to talk a little bit about some of these guys that are holding out, more so on the defensive side of the ball. But the Cook situation is one that Buffalo does need to get resolved. One of the issues with them, I've thought, for the last few years is they make Josh Allen do all the work. And Josh Allen, he'll vulture running back touchdowns and score rushing touchdowns in the red zone. That's great. But they do need a consistent back. They've got one to help even out that attack. And so I hope that things work out for both parties in Buffalo.
All right, and one last one here. Let's actually go to the baseball diamond. Let's talk about the Dodgers. You know, we took them in our draft, or I did. They were my first pick because of that a vast amount of resources and that war chest that they have. But they got a lot of injuries. They pretty much have an all-star roster of pitchers that are on the injured list. One of those guys that might be coming back before the all-star break, surprisingly, is Shohei Ohtani. He threw 44 pitches, three simulated innings. And Dave Roberts says Ohtani doesn't actually really need a full buildup in order to get back onto the mound. This is courtesy of Dodger Blue.
It certainly doesn't have to be a full buildup, right? Because anything that he can give us is certainly going to be additive. But I still stand by him and, you know, Dr. Elitrosh and the training staff. They're going to drive this. So I'm just anxious for the next one.
Well, hope to see him back on the mound. There's nothing greater. And when the Dodgers come to town and Shohei's pitching, that is a game that you have to take off work, drop everything, and go see, because it is quite a sight to behold. I've never seen it, but I'm sure it's pretty cool. I love inside jokes. I'd love to be a part of one someday.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.